What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of the Double M Show. This is the Double M Show, like we said, where it's brought to you by Massive Media and also powered by CLNS Media, where the urban life and sports collide. Oh, it's the regular three, the trio. As trio. Always, Mike Nice.
What's up?
T-Mac.
Hello.
And it's DJ Mies, and we have a powerful, powerful show this week. So much news, so much to tackle. T-Mac.
It's a big agenda.
What is on the playlist?
All right. First up, we have Jussie Smollett. We definitely got to get into that update. I know this has a lot of heads turning right now. Then we're going to talk Cardi B. And did she cross the line this time? We don't know. Next is going to be Big Baller Brand in the money laundering scandal. Last but not least, Big Sean and his admission when he admits to depression. So, before we kick this off, how's everybody doing?
I'm good, man. It's Tuesday. Great to be back with you guys again.
Always.
One episode away from the Big Ten.
Yeah, I just can't wait to be on double digits, you know?
Double digits.
We're getting there, but I mean...
Moving on up.
We're moving slowly but surely, but, you know... I tell you, as we ease into this first topic, I really, really felt I was never going to be saying Jussie Smollett's name again on the show.
I'm sick of this.
I was positive.
You didn't know who he was until I told you.
I don't watch Empire.
And I'm pissed that we're still talking about it.
I don't watch Empire.
We have to.
No, we have to.
Break it down real quick.
So, he was released on bail after faking an attack on himself. We know about that. We won't go into too much details again, but... Long story short, he hired some people to basically hurt him, beat him up for sympathy, to get a higher salary. Anyways, the prosecutors dropped the charges against Jussie Smollett. They took into account his lack of criminal activity and background, which is what I said. When they were discussing his sentence, I said, listen, he's never done a serious crime. So for him to have to do, what was it, like, how many years?
I mean, he had, what, 16 charges, and he could have done 64.
Yeah, I thought that was a little excessive.
64 years.
Considering he didn't kill
anybody.
Do
the crime, you pay the time.
Anyways, so the prosecutor said that the case was weak and it fell apart. However, the mayor Emmanuel, he went on to say that influence and power, yet again, you know, kind of took the toll here. Which is why a lot of people feel like if you have influence and power, it means that you'll get treated a certain way or that you can get away with certain things. And he said there's no accountability. So you have two different standpoints between a weak case and then, again, a celebrity status, a celebrity title, kind of just beating the system in a way. So let's just kick it off with how you guys feel about, you know, him, you know, posting bail and being released.
I know a lot of people are pissed.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people, because, I mean, this is the luckiest mother sucker I've ever seen. He obviously did it, right? In the case, this case
well,
is...
You have to speak for yourself.
To you, you are like...
I am not saying he did, I'm not saying
he did that.
I'm saying
he did that.
I don't have enough evidence to determine where I stand with that.
Bottom line is... The first time we did this show, T, you brought up something how, you know, Chicago PD has a bad rep. And they never were able to, you know, find cases or they take
solve
too long,
case.
Solve cases.
Yeah.
And here was one where it really bit them in the ass, where they weren't able to give enough information for Jussie Smollett. And then, boom, here you go. He gets released off of bail.
Before you go making allegations like that, you need... evidence. You need a hard case. So why would you put that out there for the prosecutor to come back and say this case is weak and it fell apart? If you make those kind of accusations, you need to have some hard evidence.
And that's why he's free. Because Chicago
PD... It sounds to me, I wouldn't be surprised if Jussie Smollett was to come out tomorrow and be suing the Chicago Police Department. I would not be disappointed if he
because
did.
Because if he's tried to sue them, it reopens the case.
Listen.
And then all of a sudden,
you give him a reason to start looking again.
Right,
you know what? That brings up a good point. Because if he's as innocent as he says he is, why would he not sue? That was going to be my point right then. I was going to close it off with that. Listen, you know, I pitched it. You hit that part. But it was my idea.
Oh, I said it. Oh, my goodness.
Mike, what's your opinion?
No, wait. Before Mike goes, I was going to say
that. No. I set it up. I laid it out.
That's crazy.
You know,
I'm just... That's crazy. I'm listening to y'all. Like I said, I never felt we were going to talk about this guy again. But the comments are rolling in. Our guy Derek is saying Chicago PD messed this whole thing up. You know, another guy tuning in, David Tarr, is saying he may not be finished and pay for it in a legal sense, but he'll pay for it professionally. And I agree with that. I agree with that comment a lot, because I really feel as if, you know, people are going to look at his guy and his career and say, why do we want to even touch this guy in terms of putting him on a next show or next commercial in terms of everything that's happened with him? So I feel that comment a lot.
More so because the public wasn't necessarily on his side anymore, too. That definitely plays a big part in his celebrity status, because if you think about it, shows and movies, they like to cast popular actors.
How much of a celebrity is Jesse Smollett?
He is.
How much?
We didn't know about him.
There's a lot of people that don't know.
Is the B-list? I don't even know if he's B-list.
With the program.
You know
is he B-list?
Listen, is he A-list? He made B-list off of this. He's considered a celebrity. And
he'll
like
be on
I
the
said,
VH1 celebrity listen, shows.
Like I said, shows and movies like to cast favored and likable actors and actresses. Since the public was not on his side in this case, it makes him unfavorable. So I agree that it definitely will hinder his career. I don't think he will come back to the Hollywood community again as the same actor that he once was. At least not respected in the same sense.
Well, didn't you say, you know, now he wants to be an activist, active for justice in terms
of... He lost that chance too. When he came out,
he said, you know, I'm going to continue to fight for justice and things like that. I don't even know, I can't speak for them, but I don't even know if the LGBTQ community really wants him out there right now.
That's what I said. With the
look out of him. And Sam brought up something about the gay Tupac. I knew he was guilty once he came out and said he's the new gay Tupac or whatever that was. once you claim yourself the gay Tupac, you lost all interest.
It's a wrap.
He can start performing at the local bars as gay Tupac if he wants to. But that's it for me, man.
Listen, I want to shift gears towards what the mayor had mentioned and the fact that if you are a person with influence and power, that you can, the message this sends is that you can get away with these type of things. And then it kind of just, you know, goes back to R. Kelly, him having influence and power and getting away with something so big that is so frowned upon for so long. And then you have this case. It may not be to that extent, but again, someone with influence and power getting away with a crime.
Do you think,
according to you guys, because I'm still in between.
Do you think this had, this question for both you guys, you think this had to do with him and his celebrity status?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Definitely. Because we brought this up when we talked about this, how these type of things and attacks happen to people all the time. But, you know, him being a celebrity, it was kind of put to the light and kind of talked about a lot more than it happened to the everyday person.
Listen,
touch base on that.
I just told y'all, Jesse Smollett is not an A-list actor. I think I saw him in one of the comments, they're saying he was making his way to the A-list because, you know, maybe Empire could catapult your career to something else.
Yeah.
He was never a big-time actor. I never heard of the guy. So he wrapped this all up and made a story, and he figured, in a weird and sick and twisted way, this would push his name out there more. And in all honesty, it did, because look at it. After a month or 2 months
now,
I know
Marv
the guy
now.
Marv knows him now. People are talking about him now.
That's true.
And sometimes, as crazy as it seems, actors, actresses, movie stars, whatever, they'll deal with some kind of crazy adversity. And as wild as it sounds, it's not the last time you hear from them. Because you know what I mean? OJ, for example. Everybody knows the situation he went with. And people were still talking. Interviews was coming. OJ was still making money in the limelight way
OJ
after his crimes.
OJ was still making money.
R. Kelly, everything he's going through now, he may claim he's broke and this and that. He had to go to Bank of America for the worst. He's getting money now. So, as crazy as it seems, these celebrities are doing wild things. In a way, in a crazy way, it still puts them in the public eye. And word of mouth, people are still talking about them on and on. They find a way to do it. And it sucks, it's stupid, but in a sense, they get what they want out of it. And that's staying relevant.
So how do you feel about celebrities getting away with these things and having no accountability? Do you think that celebrity status plays a big part in how they're just getting away with blatant crimes?
It,
Celebrities get a lot of leeway sometimes.
It's either, it's a double sword, right?
Yeah.
Either a celebrity gets away with it because of their status and who they can hire on their legal team. You know, if you pay extra money, they'll find the loopholes a little extra harder with the cash that you bring. Or if you're a celebrity, you can be made an example out of.
That's true.
So it, for his situation, the reason why I asked you guys, you think it's the celebrity that made him get away? I honestly think it's to Chicago PD.
I think the
Chicago PD really fumbled this. And, you know, having it come out the media where every day a new story was coming out. Oh, right. Boom, the twins. Okay, boom. This was a lie, but there was really no clear evidence.
And, you know, and that's why I think they messed up. I think that they try to use the media to their advantage. And instead of, you know, presenting hardcore facts, they turned it into, like, this huge story, just a bunch of stories circulating. And then it just came back around to just bite them in the ass. Like, it messed up the case. They don't have no real evidence. So, like I said, for you to make that type of accusation and arrest someone, and the prosecution say the case is weak, that to me, those allegations should never even been brought to the light had they not had no real evidence to support a case like this.
I agree 100%.
You know?
And unfortunately, no, it's crazy. Because there's still more details that haven't come out yet. This will not be the last of this story.
Of course not. Of course not.
This is not the last of
this story. Whether it's this story in particular with everything he's gone through, or the fact that months from now, Jussie Smollett will make, and I saw this again from a guy, David, who's saying, like, the fact that he's a celebrity in a sense, just to make an appearance somewhere, he'll get money for it.
Oh, of course.
Just to show up and maybe talk about the situation. Mm-hmm. Or like I think you said, you know, he wants to be an activist to make sure this stuff doesn't happen to other people. Just for doing stuff like that and having that name and say, oh, Jussie Smollett, the former actor from Empire, he's going to make money. He'll rebrand himself.
Exactly.
It's a sick way to do it, but he found out a way to do it.
Let's get to the comments here. There was talk earlier about his privilege. Is he privileged? You know, this is a black man, a known gay man, and he's also a celebrity. So, you know, some people brought up, okay, he got out because of privilege. Other people are saying, if you're black and you're gay, there's no way that you can be privileged. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
I don't think that's true.
What part?
About if you're black and you're gay, that means you can't be privileged.
If you're black and you're gay, so having a combination of those two things, you cannot be privileged.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
So, what they're saying is, being black, one, you're in a minority, right?
True. Mm-hmm.
If you're gay, you're in a minority. Being black, black gay male already are already underprivileged as it may be. But with Jussie Smollett, he's also a celebrity. He's also well known. Did any of those factors of who he is weigh into this decision?
He's a celebrity. As much as we probably don't think so, I don't think so. Well, he's a celebrity, and whether you think because he's a black man he's in the minority, whether you think he's gay, he's in the minority.
He's black and he's gay,
at the end of the day, like someone said in the comments, he was on a big show. I didn't watch the show personally. I didn't care for Empire.
Empire is huge.
But a lot of people follow that show. I don't know how many seasons they have right now. I don't know the stats about the show. But Empire is a pretty big show from what I've heard. And the fact that he had a prominent role on the show, he was up there. Well-known, people talked about it. I know he's had a couple other minor roles here and there, but Empire, I think, might have been his biggest role that he's had in his career. So, in a sense, I do feel like, yes, being black, you're in the minority, gay, part of the minority, but being a celebrity on big-time shows or movies, it might trump both of that. It might trump those things, because at the end of the day, you know, you hold that title of celebrity. That's just what it boils down to, in my opinion. So, he's in a situation now, and the comments are continuing to roll. He's in a situation where he got through a situation probably because of who he is.
Or who he knows.
And the story will be bigger, will continue to get big because of what happened. Like, me and Mike, like we were just saying, we didn't know who he We didn't know who he was. Now the whole world knows who Jussie Smollett is. Right. Whatever,
not
he,
just people who watch Empire.
Right. Whatever he tweets, whatever he puts on any of his social medias, whatever he's going to say, we are going to be hearing about it from now on, even when this situation blows by.
I agree.
And maybe, at the end of the day, that's a win for him.
It might be. In a sense, he might have gotten what he wanted. I mean, yep. He said he wanted more. He wanted sympathy. He wanted to boost his career.
He got it all.
Higher pay.
He got it all
I
right
think
now.
If some way, somehow, he's able to, you know, put back together his career and land another deal on another show or a movie, I think that he will be well compensated for it. I think the pay will definitely be increased.
Jussie Smollett, man.
But if his goal was to be a star in acting and be a star as a singer, whatever he wanted to be, that might have trumped it. Now, if he wants to be the gay Tupac and be an activist and continue that route, he might have made a lane for himself there.
I don't know.
It remains to be seen. It really does.
If everyone thinks that he's lying, he might have put a target on his back for the gay community. They might not appreciate him faking an attack like that because this is something that gay men really do face.
Some people in the comments are saying this guy's career is done. This whole situation put an end to Jussie Smollett, the actor, celebrity. A lot of people are saying they feel like he's done. He's not getting another job. It's over for him.
We would think so, but hey.
I'm telling you, I've seen crazier things happen with other celebrities who've, in a sense, did a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
They somehow stayed
R.
relevant.
R. Kelly went to trial for having sex with an underage girl, and he came back. All
right,
like
I mean,
yeah. It happens. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. That's all I gotta say. So we will keep you all updated on any more Jussie Smollett
sure,
news.
Sure, why not?
If something else comes
unfortunately,
up, unfortunately, changes.
Tune in.
We are
episode 10
to
when Jussie Smollett goes back to jail.
Nah, tune in 10 when right. He's starring on the hottest show on Netflix or
right?
Something. Who knows?
Moving on, Cardi B. Okay. Now
your goat. Hold on. Don't just
make
say
it. Make it clear for everybody who is right, tuned in
know,
right
I'm
now.
I'm going to say it because I know if one of you guys say it, it's going to be said wrong. Yes, our first episode.
Let them know.
Yeah,
let them
yeah.
know. Hold on.
I
Close
did.
On, yeah.
Listen, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm going to tell you why later. I did choose Cardi B as my goat of the year.
What does goat stand for?
Greatest of all time.
Of
but
that
case,
year.
Greatest of all time of the year.
We're not going to get into this again. The
that's
point
all,
is
that's
that it was
just
for
like
2018.
Like to say Bob Marley's my goat.
She was my goat for that year.
Me?
Okay? And so now she's receiving a lot of backlash for her 3-year-old live Instagram post.
Hey, just give the details, please.
It is 3 years old.
Just
sure,
give the details.
Sure.
It is.
Okay.
Okay? So
all right.
So how is it relevant? Anyways.
Get to
all
it.
Right, it's 3-year old.
Okay.
It's 3, okay? So this was dug back up. This was back when she was a stripper and she was just kind of, you know, kind of going viral on Instagram at the time. So this is in the beginning of her career before it took off. She had an Instagram post where she basically said that she would drug and rob men that she dated, you know. Yes, that is wrong.
Hello, I didn't hear
it
that.
It is wrong.
Say that with your chest.
Listen, she... I'm going to say it one more time. Okay?
Yeah, please.
One more time, because I must have missed
it. It was a criminal act.
Yeah,
she
make sure
said,
the mic working, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Get this mic.
Yeah, go ahead.
She said that she would drug and rob men that she dated, okay?
Dang.
I was saying
nothing about dating.
Listen.
Dang.
She didn't say nothing
the
about...
The quote said dated, okay? Let me,
the video
let me
says something else, but okay.
Interrupt, okay? Then there to begin the whole hashtag of surviving Cardi B. That right...
Those poor gentlemen.
Now that, I think, that's a big difference. Come on now, like...
I'll say this.
Go ahead, Mark. You
want
to go, Mark? Let me go.
I'm just going to add something to... I heard the video. She might have not said drugged.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like she said she dropped them. It's either she dropped them off or drugged them. So it's one. You know, she got a little accent. You know what
right.
I'm saying? She got that little curve, whatever that.
Her lip connection.
So her voice a little kind of funny money. So it might have not been drugged.
Might have.
So I'll give y'all that. But to do whatever, take advantage of men,
mm-hmm.
bring them to hotels, and then. You know, rob them and whatnot, and then glorify. See, this new era of hip hop.
She
She glorified it at 3 years ago.
Let me
go ahead.
Let me fix
please,
that.
Clarify,
for you.
Please.
Let me clarify.
Listening,
okay.
Listening to everything.
I'm gonna. This is her response to the backlash. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna read the whole quote. No interruptions. Okay.
Floor is yours.
I am a rapper. I am a beep that came from the streets, that came to the industry. I wasn't a Disney Channel star. I wasn't a nun. I wasn't a saint. Okay. Then she goes on to say there are rappers who glorify murder, drugs, sex, etc. Crimes that they had to do to survive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've never glorified the things brought up. I never got the chance to glorify things that were brought up in the live video. I never did those things in my music because I'm not proud of it and I feel responsibility. I feel responsible not to glorify it. So she said it in the Instagram live post, mm-hmm. but she never wanted to glorify it in her music. She's not proud of what she did, and I see the comparison that she's making, that when your times are rough and you're kind of in a rough place, you do things that you might necessarily not do if you were in the right place, the right time, and financially, mm-hmm. stably, and, you know, and again, these double standards, I know you're going to talk a little bit about that, but men do these things, you know, they pimp, they sell drugs, men do it too, and she's saying, you know, I've done some things that I had to do to survive. She's not proud of it, but mm-hmm. I think both men and women go down that road at one point or another. Absolutely. If you're in a situation like that. So I can understand where she's coming from. I don't think it's right. Yes, it's a criminal, you know, activity, but do I see where she's coming from? Yes. Do I think that there should be a hashtag surviving Cardi B? No, because she's not a monster. She doesn't prey on men or children. She was doing something that she had to do to survive. You know what? Y'all go ahead, because he's biting his mouth.
Okay, so you're saying, basically, with everything you just said, she did what she had to do to survive.
That is the response that she gave to the backlash. I'm reading a quote.
She did what she had to do
and
to survive.
I can understand where she's coming from.
Go ahead, Mike.
That's all I'm saying.
Go ahead, Mike.
You say you don't know if she said drugged or not drugged or we're still.
Did you even watch that?
I watched it, but you know, so like I've seen the comments. Some people are unsure what she said. Whatever the case. She blank and robbed men, regardless of how you want to say it or what you think you heard. What she did, I don't care if she did it to survive or what. She took advantage of men, and it happens both ways. Men take advantage of women; women take advantage of men.
It does.
Obviously, I think I can speak for men when I say. When men do it, it blows up crazy. Because you don't really hear about it as much. Oh, women take advantage of men. That don't happen. If a man's like letting a woman take advantage of them, they must be stupid. You know, there's a lot of conversation that can go on about it. But at the end of the day, what she did, you got to look at it and say, Cardi B, what you doing? Because say what you want. These men came to the strip club looking for a good time, probably. And Cardi B,
she's well known,
working her way in the strip club. Cardi B look damn good, I tell you.
Somebody get this.
Cardi B look good. She working her way at the strip club, and a guy come up to her and say, you know, Cardi B, or whatever she was going by the strip club. I don't know what her stripper name was. If it's still Cardi, I don't know all the details. Cardi B, what you doing after, you know, something like this? And she lowered them in. She lowered them in. Maybe gave him a little nice little.
You see how he has to role play everything?
She probably gave him a little some extra.
He was like.
She probably gave him a little extra dance to say. This is her words in the video, not mine.
That clearly is not.
She brought him. They came back to a hotel and they did. She did something, but then she robbed him. She had sex with him and robbed him. You missed that part.
No, she didn't say she had sex with him. She said she drugged him and robbed him. I think, Mark,
because maybe I'm crazy.
No.
She definitely said she has sex with him.
She was throwing it.
I was under the impression
she was throwing
that
it. They was catching it.
T-Mac.
I was under the impression.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. In comments, people in the comments, please let me know. I'm pretty sure she said something around drugs, sex, and robbed.
What I was under the impression of.
She threw it.
You know what?
She drugged them, sexed them, and robbed them.
Your opinion.
Go ahead, Mom.
Listen. First of all. You emphasized 3 years ago, right?
Yes. I'm just saying the facts. No, okay?
You're just saying the facts, which is cool. Listen, you don't even know how I'm going to approach
this. You guys are bold.
You don't know how I'm going to approach this.
All right, go ahead.
Let him go.
3 years ago, Cardi B was still known. This was 3 years ago. She was what? Loving hip hop, Instagram star, social media star. People, I used to see her all the time, women retweeting her and things like this. So, when I said glorified in her Instagram, when she said it, she wasn't upset. She wasn't sad. It was not a documentary saying, "Oh my God, I used to do horrible things to men." No, she was saying, "This is what I used to do." And you guys in the comments, and you are saying for her to survive. In this era, right now in hip hop, all they do is glorify stupid ish. They glorify drugs. And they use, back in the day, it was selling. Now it's taken. They glorify. There's a song called "Murder on My Mind." I think you was telling me. Someone was telling me about "Murder on My Mind." There's a dude talking about murdering his best friend, and that's the number one song that all the kids are singing right now. They glorify. You got Cardi B. She's glorifying what she did to men, whether she drugged them or not. She threw it. They caught it and got robbed.
She robbed them.
And the thing that becomes the issue here, or the topic, is no one's saying we're not going to cancel Cardi B. Hip-hop artists have done horrible things. We know our favorite rappers, some of your favorite artists, have done some dumb things in the past, and we still love them. We still respect them. I'm talking top rappers. You know, they did dirty things or whatnot. Some things that we'll never even know, or some things that they talk about in songs. Rick Ross legit had a verse talking about he would drug women, put the molly in the cup. So there's all of these things that have come out and have been said all throughout hip-hop, and we still respect it. Cardi B's on top of the world right now. You can make an argument. This is the number one hip-hop artist right now.
That's your GOAT.
That's fine and all. But the thing is, when we talk about artists, and if it's a woman artist, we got to put them in the same pedestal when it comes to something like this. This was wrong. Like, at the end of the day,
you gotta flip it.
She says that she's not proud of it. She said that.
Oh, I bet a lot of people are not.
She's
a lot of people are not proud of what they did. But at the end of the day, it needs to be a conversation of like, this really happens. Okay, men get taken advantage of, men get robbed. Mm-hmm. Why is this never talked about? Why is it because Mike said the masculinity of, hey, if I'm not going to
go home to your boys and say, hey, this girl threw it at me after she gave me, took my money to strip club, went back to the hotel and she robbed me. Nobody, I don't think guys are going
to,
like, masculinity.
They'll have a hard time admitting
it's not
to
easy.
That.
So, right. I mean, like Marv was alluding to, you know, it's not something that gets talked about a lot, because I'm telling you, if you flip this, and one of the top rappers came out right now on an IG video, or even from 3 years ago, and saying, yeah, man, I used to go meet girls at the club, take them back to my mansion or whatever, my hotel, and I used to drug them and rob them. Please tell me y'all know the backlash that would come out off of that. It would blow up on crazy proportions of what he did, what, when. I think right now people are seeing.
I think if it was a man that said that, there would be, like, victims coming forward, you know?
If a man came out and talked about Cardi B doing something to him, he'd get roasted.
I know, but if it was the other way around, I think survivors would come forward. If it was a man, I definitely think that would happen. And I think it's a double standard, you know?
It goes along with what we're saying. I don't think the men that Cardi B probably lowered into a hotel room and did whatever to him, I don't think they're out there like, it was me. She did it to me. I don't think that's going to happen. On the other side, if a man came out with it, a woman would come on and say, yeah, I was probably, because, I mean, in a sense, you're kind of seeing it now with the R. Kelly situation. Right. Women are coming out and saying, yeah, he did X, Y, and Z to me. But just the day and age, the society we live in terms of men, they're not going to come out. I would be very shocked to see a man come out and say, yeah, back in 2000 and... 16, 15, Cardi B did this to me. I was one of the victims. She took my watch or something. I still want my iPhone back. Like, I don't think that's happening.
I don't, and I think if it were to happen, these men, they wouldn't take it serious. They would probably feel more, you know, special than victimized. Like Cardi B, like,
right. We got on this, we're living in the social media era
Exactly.
You know, everything gets magnified of whatever happens, everything gets put on quick. You know, everything gets, well, we jump on in on a second. Surviving Cardi B. Whoever put that as a hashtag, they did that as a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
They're doing that as, oh, haha, you guys make fun of R. Kelly. We're going
to
do this.
And that right there to me is so disrespectful because I don't think you can compare Cardi B to R. Kelly.
But that's social, you know, that's the social media.
Some people, you say that, but some people in this world will say, yeah, why can't you make that comparison? I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit right now. Why can't you make that comparison? She, in a sense, said she, whether you don't think she said drugged or not, we'll play like she said that. She basically said she stripped from men, she seduced them, she brought them to a hotel, they had probably drinks or whatever, she slipped them drugs and gave them drugs, or sex, drugs, whatever the combination, I don't know, and then robbed them. Why can't you play devil's advocate and say, yeah, this is like surviving R. Kelly, because R. Kelly was doing some of the same stuff that Cardi kind of said she did to these men.
And until we take it seriously and be like, whoa, this has really happened. Sure, we don't need to cancel Cardi B. If Cardi B comes out and said, this was my past, I know it was wrong, and whatsoever, okay, we accept that. But the thing is, we need to talk about the men that got victimized. You know, the men that got robbed, the men... If they got drugged, that's a whole nother issue, and it needs to be taken more seriously than a hashtag. Cardi B survived Cardi B, or there's some men on Twitter that they don't give a damn that Cardi B did this, but they want to antagonize, like, oh, hey, Cardi B should be canceled. You guys did it to R. Kelly. You got to do it to Cardi B just to be assholes. But
you know
that's
what
not
else?
The point.
Like, it should be taken seriously because here you have Cardi B admitting to it, you know, speaking out on it and saying, hey, I did this. I'm not proud of it. And then you have R. Kelly, who is still not admitting it, but everyone knows it's true, too. And yet it took so long for anything to be done about that, or for that to be taken serious, because there was even jokes and memes made about that.
You know what's crazy? The more I think about it, like, you said the video of her saying this was 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was an Instagram Live video that is 3 years old.
A man would not come on Instagram Live. Like, she was saying that, talking about her struggles and how she struggled to get there. I did this, I did X, Y, and Z. I had to do this to get to where I am. A man would not come on Instagram Live and say anything she said. He cannot. Because
he'd get locked.
When I say this, I'm saying that she said that. I think Cardi B got some sense. I think she got some sense. I think she went on IG Live and said that with no even hesitation of speaking those words out. Because those are some criminal words you kind of say in there about doing this stuff. She said that stuff on IG Live 3 years ago with probably not even a thought or hesitation that, yeah, I'm going to say this stuff, but I don't know what's going to happen to me if I put this out there. What kind of backlash? Or can I get in trouble? She was saying, but like we just said, if a man came out and made an IG post about saying stuff like that, it's over for him. And that's the world we live in. Men can't say stuff or can't say stuff. Women can't say stuff or they can't say stuff. That's just what it is. And even now today, fast forward 3 years later, what's really going to become of Cardi B after this?
Nothing's going to happen. It's, like I said, it's social media, it's microwave, it's popcorn. Mm-hmm. We're eating this up right now. And this is not real. Social media is not real. Next week,
Kyrie always says it.
Right? I'm on my third eye Kyrie Irving right now. Next week, we're not talking about Cardi B. She's going to drop another song and boom, everything's going to come up. Yeah, people are going to make jokes here and there. Stop that GOAT talk. You got David here rashing you about the current GOAT. David, you missed it the first episode. We tried to explain what GOAT meant.
She ain't got it. Listen here. All right, well, we hope that, you know, things like this can be taken serious, of course, because men can be victims too, not just women. So we definitely got to do better when it comes to double standards and taking men as victims seriously, because it happens. And that doesn't mean that you're weak or you're weak-minded. It just means that, you know, someone out there could be just preying on, you know, the innocent. Right. So, moving on, Big Sean. So, we all know that Big Sean, I think it was his birthday, right? It was his birthday. And so, every year for his birthday, he always does, like, a live kind of, like, update on his life and how he's doing and, you know, a recap of, you know, his year. Right. So, he recently posted a video, and he admits not feeling like himself. He admits having toxic relationships around him. And he even goes on to say that even, like, the relationship he has with his mom, like, they were just arguing a lot and they weren't talking as much and how it just didn't feel right. So he wasn't feeling like himself. And he admits to being depressed, you know. So, again, as a man and admitting you're depressed, how hard do you think that was for him to admit?
I love that. It's definitely difficult.
Big Sean is so down to earth. I love him.
I loved that Big Sean came out and said, you know, lately, these past couple years, you're starting to see a lot of more big, prominent names of color come out and start talking about depression and anxiety. And it's really been something that's been pushed under the rug, especially for men of color to really speak about. And Big Sean's just the latest to really come out and say, hey, man, you guys didn't hear from me all 2018 because I was going through real stuff. I was depressed. I had anxiety. Big Sean is not just some random rapper. You know, this is a guy who's prominent in this hip-hop generation. So for him to really have come out and talk about depression, you know, kids are seeing him and like, wow, this guy, someone who looks like me or someone I look up to, was going through something. He took himself away. You know, he took himself away to really work on his health. He showed some videos that he's been working out, worked on himself. He went to go see a therapist and things like that to just really work on him. And I think that's really dope.
I think that is too. What do you think, Mike?
I mean, Marv said it all. It's just, you know, athletes, musicians who come out and say, I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z, you know. Sometimes people put athletes, musicians, celebrities, whatever the case may be, on a pedestal. They're rich. They're in the public eye. They're not really going through anything. They don't deal with anything because they have it all, in a sense. To some people, they have it all with fame and fortune. But these are human beings just like everybody else. I think this, I said this on the last show. These people bleed the same blood as everybody else if you slice their arm. So for him to, first and foremost, step away. He pulled himself. The stuff that's making him money, that's keeping him out there in the public eye, he stepped away from all of that to work on himself. I think that's first and foremost for anybody who's in a situation like that, whether you're famous or not, to step away from something and say, look, I need to work on myself, that's huge. Secondly, being a public figure, to come out and say, this is what I was dealing with, this was going on in my life, you know, like Marv said a little bit, you're an example to people who probably look up to you, who really care about what's going on in his life, his you know, super fans that he probably has and try to figure out what's up with him, where is he at? They kind of understand what's going on with this guy. And that goes for Big Sean or athletes that have come out and talked about dealing with depression or anxiety. You know, it's real. It happens to anybody. Nobody is subject to being exempt from going through those type of situations in terms of depression, anxiety. And I'm very happy that Big Sean and any other person who was in the public eye can come out and really explain to people. In a sense, I'm human. I'm going through this too, like other people do all the time. And also, it helps people who may be afraid to talk about it.
That's true. They're afraid to talk about it. I think when you see a celebrity talking about it, it does, as, you know, famous as they are, says something that you can relate to. I think that would say something. But what I want to touch base on what you said, Mike, is the idea that if you're, why, like, your life is perfect, and it's like, you know, that right there, like, if you can't go nowhere without making a mistake, if you say one wrong thing, it just outfit, like, you can get, like, you can just go viral for the worst, and it can go downhill, and it's like, what worries can they have in their life? And I don't think that's true, and I just think that's unfair to this, hey, I don't feel like myself, and how the public will, like, view them.
Out of what I just said in terms of, you know, saying the irony of celebrities getting in trouble is that if they just own, you know, they'll be forgiven. And not, when he says forgiven, I don't think he necessarily means that, like, we understand what you're going through. We understand that, you know, okay, you took some time away from making music. Future probably coming out with messages. Where's Big Sean? Why hasn't he dropped music in a while? Where's this guy been? If he comes, this is a guy who's dealing with X, Y, and Z who needs to get himself right before he can step back in as far in his life. So,
do you guys think that other celebrities like Big Sean might be going through like a that number is?
I mean,
I think it's pretty high. I think there's a lot of celebrities going through.
Celebrity people in general, we all deal. The way I deal with depression would be, or there are celebrities to lash out all the time or go crazy. Like we saw, he was losing it. He lost his mind. He was lashing out on social media.
He was going through it,
and that's just one way. But battles their own demons and just how you go about it. But unfortunately, like on social media,
a big front.
We all put up how everything is beautiful, and then when you're a celebrity, everything's good, the good, yeah. the beauty, and then you start to believe in that. You start to believe in that. So when you start to believe, I need to be great, 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 happy, happy.
They suppress all those feelings. You know, I think someone alluded to it, and it's to really express what's going on. You try to cope with it by saying, "Let me just get super faded," and unfortunately, we've seen a lot of deaths come from this in terms of celebrity with the depression or anxiety or pressure that's on their lives and the stuff downfall sometimes, whether that means really collapsing out the public eye or unfortunately.
He says he's getting back to the music. It's starting to be fun again for him. Mm-hmm. And for the better, he admit his depression. He's dealing with it, and I think that's really big of him. And before Surge...
I wasn't here for the last year's tips.
Were you?
I was not. I missed that episode.
And, you know, safety tips.
Yes.
So those were the first set of TRS tips. Right. And then now we're going to move by the National Health Service. There are five big tips that we can help each other and ourselves stay in touch. So you don't want to withdraw from your family, from life, from your friends. It's always good to don't want to isolate yourself. Number two, be more active. It helps uplift your mood. So being active, blowing some steam out in the gym, active, try to uplift your mood. And number three, face your fears. So you don't want to avoid, try to push yourself to kind of overcome that. And then again, it'll feel like you achieved something. Number four, so don't drink too much alcohol. I know we talked about drugs and alcohol consumption problem when really you're making the problem bigger. So, and that can become something uncontrollable. So limit, we'll put it like that. And the last one is to maintain a healthy diet. So some people, when they're depressed, they don't eat food, and this can cause obesity. So you definitely want to maintain your diet, eat healthy, definitely away from any bad food all the time. I know I like a good burger or hot dog or french fries. I drink a lot of water, you know, try to stay active. So you definitely just want to take that into consideration.
Can we get some tips from the comments coming in as well? Let's do it.
What do they say?
David, patient is key. A lot of people would suggest go see a therapist,
everybody paying.
Right.
And it's good that you brought that up, because Big Sean even said when he was in this video, he said practice often, and people suggested like seeing a therapist. But again, if you don't come from that type of background, meditation, you know, give that a go first. Or if you don't financially have the means to go see a therapist.
Any other
last tips we want to add to that topic?
Chop Man said, I don't go for jogs too often, but when he says taking in the outside noise and the environment around you, do you do that with like a set playlist where you could just lock in on something?
I think you could do either or. Or if you jog just to listen to like nature in your ears, you can do that to kind of clear your head a lot. Be outside in the peacefulness, the quiet, and it helps clear their head.
One last thing before we wrap it up, we brought up therapists and, you know, talking about prices. You know, your health insurance as well. Look into your health insurance. See if you could cover that. Yep. How privileged you are to get those type of insurances and all. But that's another avenue right there. Who's willing to listen?
True. That's all you need. And, you know, we're always here. You know, I try my best. But let's move on to our last topic of the night. And that's going to be big going on. And that
fraud.
And this being a thing, does this cause for, you know, business owners?
That's a great question.
I'm still gathering all the information about what happened, but it sounds like, in a sense, You know, I'm
too much trust.
Too much trust was given out. Because it sounds like a situation.
If someone gives a background, what's going on?
So
what's
the
name? Give a quick
LeVar.
Synopsis.
I'll give a quick synopsis. Started 2017. LeVar promoting his son. They didn't get the Nike deals. They didn't get them. You know, hey, way to you know, go against the curb and really fight for what you believe. Came out, it was all right. LeVar was pretty much the head front of it instead of it being his son. Boomin, they have a partner in Allen Foster is his name. He's been good friends with LeVar Ball for $0.5 million from the company. And LeVar's lawyers were trying to LeVar wouldn't do it. You know, he was busy. He's doing all
so
these.
So LeVar's innocent.
No, LeVar's not in stone. But
like I said, too much trust was given out. Obviously, you have somebody who you figured.
But if he didn't know,
money, he was like, "Hey, LeVar, he took too long." No, it says this is his business. He can't
ugly because again, you know, this is LeVar and the Ball family kind of came together with this whole thing. The Lonzo is like completely. Yeah. I don't think it's just Lonzo. I think I heard all three sons. And the crazy thing, it's their last name. It's their family business. And now their sons want nothing.
Your business. Why wouldn't you investigate? Why wouldn't you do anything?
Trust. You probably trust.
He didn't think it was something as urgent until he really had to look. And then he found out, hey, this is million. $1.5 million.
It wasn't making no billions.
$1.5 million missing.
Right. Yep.
And
like a comment said, it's negligence. Someone said it as well in the comments, but he needs to be his own man now, and he pretty much ties with Allen Foster whatsoever. He went onto his Instagram. He cleaned up all, it looks like.
So what's happening to this Allen Foster guy? Is he going to be charged with anything?
It's going to be
TBD.
This news just broke out. They're obviously going to sue. And the thing, he went to jail for money laundering. So this guy had a history
that
being a criminal, whatnot. This is a guy who has 16%, and then Lonzo has 51%. So he's really the owner of Big Baller Brand. He has most of the shares,
and now he wants to
know. You want to associate yourself with that brand, or would you do what he's doing and kind of just disconnect it? Kind of fight for it. I would say, hey, my whole family had nothing to do with this. We didn't know about that.
He have to start all over. You have to rebrand. You got to do everything. $100 and things like it. You want to support any type of business, especially, you know, a black-owned business. You have LeVar. He's a loud black father. He may be the reason. You can make his name. He's the reason why Lonzo's a Laker right now, and not. He was loud, he was boisterous, he was really out there, and now you see a guy who started a business.
Would you do what Lonzo is doing and take a step back and say, I got nothing to do with it?
No.
Would
you? His name's
right.
on
he
the
He has
business.
A share, so.
I would, if
you
I'm Lonzo.
You can take down all the Instagram pictures you want, you can say you got nothing to do with it, but at the end of the day, legally, on paper.
To kind of take back the business in terms of
his father now. This is the time.
But still, Big Baller Brand. You said 50% of Big Baller Brand.
They're like puppets. They're like puppets.
If Lonzo's really the main guy, some choppy ass role
back
where
in the background,
he can't really. If they have a board special assistant or special advisor role where they can't really, they don't need to turn to him to be really under Lonzo. That's what needs to be the next move. Because, like I said, at the end of the day, the brand, his name is in it. So you got to take control of, in a sense, what's yours. It's his.
I think there's a just, like, remove himself from that business, from that company. It says something else has to be going on. Not known about $1.5 million missing. Like,
Because
his father was told, and you did nothing.
The father was told there was red signs. Separate himself right now. And you got to understand, Lonzo's what? He's with LeBron. He's with Magic Johnson. They're in his ear, too. They're telling him the right ways to make business. This is a kid. He's 21 years old. You know, because, like I said, black-owned business and whatnot. But you can having his father be the puppet, go all in these TV shows. He goes in TV show branding for himself because he's the one doing all the talking. They're inviting him, not
his
kid.
I think there's definitely something that there definitely is a lot more skeletons in that closet that we don't know about yet. But
get to the comments with a little bit of time left. You know, I know we were thinking about touching on Rob Gronkowski. He's finished. He's done. The news is out there, but I just want to say happy trails to Rob Gronkowski if this is it for you. He did a lot for the Patriots.
He did. He'll be missed.
He'll be missed greatly.
Happy trails. You know, Patriots Roundtable.
That is true. Comments flowing in. A second. Family businesses. Somebody said in the comments, can't trust family businesses too much. They're kind of...
You don't want to mix family into your business because things like this happen. Kobe. He separated himself from his family. You know, his father was a guy who was in there. How he did it. Kobe... Different guy from Lonzo, obviously. This is the Black Mamba we're talking about. So he can just become his own man and make his own business decisions. And that's the opposite of what Lonzo... For Kobe just to distance himself from his family and do his own thing at the time.
I think it's definitely a lesson learned. I think that going forward, it seems like he has the right mindset, a good head on his shoulders. But Marv, take us out. Where can they find us?
All right, guys, you can find us. You can find us on IG, _M_media, Facebook at MMedia3, and you know the live stream. Put her lip gloss on. It's a couple too long.
7:45 and 8:00. We tweeted.
You guys killed it once again. You know, this is episode 9. We're just building. Keep on getting. Let's talk about for next week. Get in touch with us. But we are going to sign off. This is the MMedia. We got T-Mac signing off. I'm DJ Meez. Have a good night.